This is the Voice of Literacy, where literacy researchers, teachers, principals, parents, and policymakers share and discuss how literacy research informs practice. Join the biweekly podcast and discussion forums. My name is Dr. Betsy Baker, Professor of Literacy Studies at the University of Missouri. This week we hear from Dr. Vicki Risco, Professor of Literacy Education at Vanderbilt University, member of the Teacher Education Task Force of the International Reading Association. She does research involving teacher education for reading teachers. Welcome, Dr. Risco.
Thank you.
First, tell us about yourself and how you got interested in the preparation of reading teachers.
Well, I've been interested in the preparation of reading teachers since I began teaching at the college level many years ago. And before that, I was interested in how I, as a classroom teacher, could best prepare students to develop in exciting ways their literacy skills and strategies. So I started as a classroom teacher quite concerned about the number of students experiencing reading problems and wanting to know how I could accommodate students in ways that made sense to them, help them understand reasons for reading and why they were learning all those skills and strategies in our classrooms.
Mm-hmm.
That took me back to graduate school and eventually took me to the college classroom where I've tried to share what I've learned about classroom teaching and students with reading problems and my own research to help them become teachers who truly make a difference in the lives of the children they teach. And as any teacher, I think this is not uncommon. We are always interested in knowing if what we do makes sense to our students, hence prospective teachers. What are they taking with them from our teacher education program
mm-hmm.
that will help them support students in their classrooms?
Now, as a member of the Teacher Education Task Force for the International Reading Association, can you talk a little bit about what this task force has been doing? And you have an article in RRQ about your report. Could you talk a little bit about this task force?
Well, the task force was established primarily, in fact, its only task was to complete a review of the research on teacher education research in the preparation of teachers of reading. That's a mouthful, isn't it? But several of us were on the board of directors of IRA at the time when teacher education was coming under increased scrutiny by national policymakers. And we were asked to write a review of teacher education research. What do we know from the research that makes a difference in preparing teachers of reading? And we found that we were unable to write that policy statement because, for one, there had not been a careful look at the research or a synthesis of those findings.
Mm-hmm.
And thus we began a four-year task of reading the research, identifying what we believe are quality pieces of research that we could learn from to direct future work.
And so in 4 years now, and I know you've actually been looking at teacher education for a decade or more, what are some, based on your expertise and what you've gleaned from the literature out there, what kind of information have you found for teacher educators to know about?
Well, I think on the one hand, the body of research indicates that there are commonalities across the studies that we reviewed. Sometimes when you look at a body of research, especially related to teacher education, you see quite a diverse set of studies, questions, directions, and it's hard to pull it all together. It's hard to know what can we learn from these individual studies that add up to something that makes sense for us as teacher educators.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think once we sat down and studied this work in more depth, we found convergence around questions that researchers were asking. We found convergence around some of the findings. That's important to note because many of these studies were not funded. They were, in terms of any kind of, major research funding to support them. Many of the studies were very locally bound. That means they occurred within professors' own courses at various universities. And to then learn that across these seemingly disparate studies, we have convergence around finding that beliefs change, mm-hmm. that teachers are learning how to teach in ways that support children's literacy development. That's important to note and to use these findings as a foundation for digging deeper and for further research.
Yeah, and this might be an unfair question for you because I don't think this is really what the study was about, but something that seems to often come to mind is the old dilemma of, do we even need teacher education? Right? I mean, is it useful, not useful? Again, it may not be something that you can really address from the expertise you've gleaned here, but it seems that's a ongoing debate. Is there any value to teacher education? Do teachers who are prepared in these institutions seem to know more about the teaching of reading, or do we know anything about that?
Well, we know some things, and yet we can't answer the big question. And the big question confronting teacher educators is whether it makes a difference. Because we haven't had those large-scale studies, we can't draw any conclusions based on the work that we've done so far.
Mm-hmm.
However, as I was noting just a minute ago, in these very short-term studies of one semester, we do see that prospective teachers are learning about the children they teach. They're changing their beliefs and expectations for student success. We find that teachers who perhaps start with deficit views of students of different languages or students of color change those beliefs as they see their children that they're teaching succeed within the instruction they're providing. So I think these are indicators that even in the short term, the particular applications of teacher education methodologies are impacting on teacher change.
Your article states that the studies you reviewed underscore that learning to teach is much more complex than simply providing propositional knowledge. Can you unfold that a little bit? What does that mean?
Well, what we're finding is that teachers do learn factual information about methodologies. In other words, if they're taught a particular strategy, they can go out into a school and apply that strategy within the context of a classroom situation or a tutoring event. But more important than just applying that factual knowledge, they also are learning how to collect data about students' participation that helps them form new conceptions of students' learning, mm-hmm. students' potential, students' resources, and it's that complicatedness of multiple factors that impact children's learning that teachers are beginning to understand under supervised and applied teaching situations.
Mm-hmm.
So it goes far beyond just applying the factual knowledge of implementation of particular strategies.
Yeah.
Now, something that we were surprised to find is that the researchers in the studies that we examined did not investigate the knowledge required for effective teaching. They did investigate how teachers applied pedagogical knowledge to the methods they were trying out in the schools, but they pretty much stayed away from what is the knowledge base that teachers need to have? What content do they need, for example? What knowledge of learning theory do they need? What knowledge of classroom management is helpful? So there were big knowledge questions, even propositional knowledge questions, that were not addressed by the researchers we reviewed.
And that may be a great point to bring up a final question of what do you see that we still need to find out, and what research are you doing now and next on understanding the preparation of reading teachers?
Well, while I said earlier that there is convergence around particular findings, I think it would be a mistake for researchers reading our paper to rush to conclusions. For example, one of the findings that we have is that teachers learn to teach well when they are in very structured, supervised teaching experiences. But we have still to investigate the multiple ways that teachers learn well. And what's missing in the current research is the focus of learning and teaching within the dynamic activity that considers beliefs of teachers, their feelings and responses to the children they're teaching, children's responses at the moment that they're receiving instruction. So teaching is such a dynamic activity, and most of the research that we have has not attempted to look at the multiplicity of factors that are impacting each other simultaneously. So our findings are just budding indicators of what's possible to study in much more depth. Something that interests me in particular and that I hope to explore in future research is how novice teachers, beginning teachers, are developing understandings of culturally and linguistically different students and the resources that these students bring to their own learning. And how can we prepare teachers to, one, understand those resources, and then to respond to those in instructional ways that are meaningful for students' literacy development.
Dr. Vicki Risco from Vanderbilt University, thank you for sharing your insights with us today.
You're certainly welcome.
You can find Dr. Risco's research in Reading Research Quarterly, Volume 43, Issue 3, which came out in July 2008. Go to our website, voiceofliteracy.org, where you can find a link to this article and additional work done by Dr. Risco. You can also join online discussions of this and other podcast episodes. We invite you to peruse a schedule of upcoming topics and guests, where you can pose questions for those guests. This is the Voice of Literacy.
This interview was recorded in the Sisselcast Studios at the University of Missouri-Columbia.